The opening bell is sponsored by Associated Bank. In business, the bottom line is always top of mind. That's why Associated Bank provides treasury management solutions and tools to give you the financial information needed to effectively run your business. Visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership. Member FDIC.
Doug Myers is here from Associated Bank this morning in our Thought Leader Chair. Doug, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you.
Before we get underway here, remind people again what you do at Associated Bank.
Well, I manage our wealth business in Chicago, which consists of private banking, trust, and investment management. We also have a full-service retail brokerage firm here in Chicago. So we're full service both on the wealth side and the retail wealth side as well.
I bet the past week or so has been pretty dramatic for you, hasn't it?
It has been very volatile. And it's interesting because a lot of our clients have reached out to us and you know, amid the panic and amid the volatility in the markets to understand what's going on and what should we do. And as we talk through this with people, I think the best thing to do is people have their portfolios in place. We have the financial plans in place, and we really are staying the course and not panicking. We've seen this happen before, and it's interesting because we've pulled up some of the past history on some of the epidemics we've had, and we've lived through a lot in the past 10 to 12 years. We went through SARS. We went through the swine flu of 2019, MERS in 2013. We had Zika virus in 2016 and the Ebola crisis in 2018. And it's interesting, Steve, because every epidemic we've seen, it's been a one-month return, which has been mostly negative on the stock market. But then if you forward to 3 months and 6 months, and certainly we're going through a downturn right now through the coronavirus situation. But for example, SARS in 2003, we ended up with a six-month return after the crisis of 22% in the market. Swine flu was a 40% return after 6 months, and it had an 11% one-month return, which wasn't negative like we're experiencing now. But the Ebola crisis, for example, in 2018 had a one-month negative 7% return, but once it passed, we had a minus 3% return for 6 months. So it certainly stabilized. MERS had a 0% one-month return through the crisis and a 9% return after 6 months. So my point is, if you stay the course, this will pass, and we'll probably see a normalization of the market return to normal levels.
This feels a little different, though. I mean, I remember the SARS and MERS and Ebola, and it feels like has the world changed enough since those outbreaks? Are we more connected than we were during those? And that's what's having this bigger impact now?
Well, I think there's some of that to be realized. I think a lot of the recent angst has been the oil, the price of the oil dropping between the Saudis and the Russians. And I think that has exacerbated the volatility a little bit in the markets. And I think we are more globally related. And I think if you look at manufacturing and the supply chains, I think the China situation has certainly interrupted the supply chains in our country. And that has certainly affected the economy. And I think, you know, China has seemed to stabilize a little bit in the counts of the virus, and I think that'll play out in our country eventually, and I think that will get manufacturing back to normal levels.
Mm-hmm. It's awful hard after the first 1,000-point drop, and then the second, and then the third, to sit by and think, I'm not going to do anything, I'm just going to let this play out. I'm guessing there are a lot of people in that same boat, right? It's awful hard to sit by and not do anything.
Well, it is, but once again, you have to realize your 401k has diversification in it. People have planned to allocate the asset classes within their 401k. And, you know, we've had a couple, you know, 1,200 point drops and 2,000 point drops, but yesterday, you know, we had 1,100 point increase. And so the volatility, I think, is what makes the headlines, and it makes people a little bit anxious, so to speak, because it's going up and down a lot. But I think year to date, we're sitting at 13% negative. we were very positive up until, what, a couple, 3 weeks ago. So once again, I think history has played out where you just stay the course. And I think this thing will play out and normalize, and we'll all be back to square one after a while.
Yeah, I think what is, at least for me, what has been a little bit more unsettling are the discussions of stimulus, economic help that's been proposed. We saw an emergency rate cut by the Federal Reserve. We haven't seen that since 2008. And so is there a possibility that those efforts are spooking investors even more?
I think it certainly plays into that a little bit. In fact, I think in a couple of weeks we're going to see another rate decline, and I think that's probably getting built into the model as we speak. And I think they're expecting a half point rate cut in the next week or so. We've seen Europe do the same. I know the European Central Bank is now at a negative interest rate at a half a point, and I think, although we probably won't get to that in this country, I think the rate cuts will certainly help to ease people's fears a little bit.
You mentioned 401ks, and I think most of us are in one of those fixed funds, depending on when you've planned your retirement. Should we keep our money in those, or are there moves that we can make individually with our 401ks that might help?
I think those plans are very well suited. They're a mixture of stocks and bonds and fixed income and equities, and I think that those have been modeled to survive the up and down volatility, and they're designed to say if you're retiring in 10 or 20 or 30 years, I think they're designed to smooth out the risk, so to speak, and play into that. So I think you're fine if you're in one of those plans.
I've heard a couple of economic experts say that the risk of falling into a recession because of all of this is greater now. That's something that was missing for some of those other outbreaks, wasn't it?
You know, I might disagree with you a little bit on that. I think if you look at the parameters of unemployment, of all the liquidity in the markets and how companies are doing, I think the risk of recession is very low for the short term and the long term right now.
Yeah, and let's keep our fingers crossed on that.
Absolutely. I think, you know, we're sitting in the middle of this crisis right now. I don't think we know what's going to happen. But as I said, China has seemed to stabilize, and as more people go back to work and fix the supply chains, and the economy over there has been certainly flat or non-existent now for a couple of weeks. And I think, once again, sitting in the midst of the crisis right now, it's hard to see. But I think if this will pass, and I think once it does, the parameters of all our indexes are fine in this country.
We often talk with you, Doug, about old versus young investors. The younger folks, they have plenty of time to recoup whatever might be lost here in the short term. Those of us who are a little older, nearing retirement, not so much. They also get to skirt by with the coronavirus. They're not as affected as we might be. So give us a little advice for the older investors here about worry and money and time.
Well, I think as we counsel our clients in our financial planning models, you know, we take that into account, Steve. And if you're, you know, I would say 1 to 5 years from retirement, I think we would model the portfolio a little more less aggressive and maybe have a little more fixed income with bonds and less equities with stocks. And I think that prepares you for your short-term goals of retirement. And I think, once again, we're counseling our clients who are nervous to stay the course, and I hope it doesn't affect people's retirement plans in the near future, but they've adequately planned for this. I think they're going to be fine.
It's funny that we're talking about healthcare and investment here, because I found this one story about what sometimes we don't take into account when we're planning for retirement, when we're saving and investing our wealth, and that is potential health issues, whether it be health care or living or health insurance when we retire. Why don't we think more about stuff like that?
Well, and that's a great point. And as we do financial plans for our clients, we build in healthcare costs, and it's hard to think about that when you're young and you're saving for your 401k and saving for a retirement date that's, let's say, 30 years down the road. But if you look at it, the average stay in a healthcare facility or a nursing home could be more than you know, 3 to 5 years, and those costs are escalating so much that it's average right now about $82,000 a year for a full care facility. So if you look at 3 to 5 years, that's $250,000 to $500,000 of healthcare cost when you're in your, you know, pick a number, 80s, 90s. And so, you know, in a financial planning model, we try to plan that in or build that into the model to say, look, you know, you might have facility cost of $250,000 to $500,000, you know, for you or your parents or your loved ones. And so we try to build in some liquidity reserves for that. And also there's long-term insurance that we talk about. And when you look at long-term insurance, it looks very expensive right now. But when you compare it to the $250,000 cost when you're retiring, it doesn't look that drastic when you plan for it adequately.
This study from the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies said nearly half of workers haven't accounted for health care expenses in their retirement planning. That's a huge number.
It is a huge number. And once again, if you sit down with a financial counselor and talk about your financial goals and your retirement plans, you've got to build that into your model.
Doug, how can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Well, they can call me directly at 312-544-4600, and we'd love to have a conversation around your financial goals and financial planning and investments.
All right. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Steve.